This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Are these my headphones? Oh, maybe my head grew. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is, what time is it?
6:07.
Yep. 6:07. And we are BJ-less, which is not a bad thing. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Oh, my God, you guys. That's a whole piece of drama we'll get into. I probably shouldn't discuss it, but I don't care. but the thing is that, yeah, so BJ's not here. He is with his wife in Hawaii. Were you guys here when he tried to like play it up like it was horrible?
Oh, yeah.
That he had to go?
Yeah.
He started that as soon as like, because I asked him how he was going, if he was packing yesterday and ready. And he was like, oh, he's like, I don't even want
to
go.
I can't believe
this is
going to
be miserable.
It's going to be horrible. I have to watch Frog the whole time. It's going to be so horrible. And I looked at him and I go, it's not like you're going to Omaha.
Yeah, you're going to Hawaii.
And he's like, yeah, but you know, the waves and everything, they're so big in Honolulu. And I said, you'll be at the beach every day. No, the waves are so big. Because he knew I was pissed off at him.
Yeah.
Because you're missing the Christmas party,
right,
which is a douchebag move.
Yes.
And you're missing Alice in Winterland.
The stage announcement's like, what are you doing?
Right.
Dude?
Like, yeah, the big thing.
Your name's on the show.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're missing all this. Total douchebag moves for your wife to run in a marathon, right? And he didn't even ask me. He went around my back because he knew I would be mad. And
he pulled
I am
a fast
mad.
One, yeah.
Yeah, and I am mad. Because it's just stupid. And so anyway, so he's acting like the waves will be so they'll be just too big to take Frog to the beach.
He was acting like he'd literally be in the hotel room the entire time.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. I go, you're not gonna be watching him you're in Hawaii. Well, we might go to an arcade.
We'll be walking around and stuff.
All right, dude.
And then finally our boss walked in and he was catching in on it, right? And he's like, you'll at least be at the pool.
Yeah. Let's be real, man.
That was crazy. Anyway, that's in the past. I don't even care. Here's the deal, though. Tonight is Alice in Winterland, Woo! And we are so excited about this. And we have tickets to give away, the very last tickets. Now, you guys, I have to tell you something about this Benson Boone. First of all, it's going to be Dasha. It'll be the Frey and then Benson Boone. I think, in my opinion, this is going to be the last time you're going to see him in a small theater like this.
Oh, for without sure. a doubt.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Because weren't you telling me he's number two or something on Spotify?
So, most popular songs in Denver for 2024 is Beautiful Things by Benson Boone, which I'm not surprised about
in
at
Denver.
All.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so most listens to, I think also in Apple Music, he was number one listened to. Anyway, you know, because it was the wrap-up. Everybody got their wrap-up musical things. and he was at the top of the charts on everything. So we're going to be at the Fillmore, and this is a like an intimate situation, and I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to see him like this again.
Oh, yeah, because last time he was at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's crazy that we actually got him.
I know.
I'm surprised.
I know. I was actually listening to Slacker. I almost said Steve, but I forgot. Slacker, the Slacker show, and they were even saying, hey, Vincent, it's okay. You can cancel. This is too small for you.
We get it.
Yeah, because it's going to be a big deal. But anyway, we have a really fun way that we're going to do it this morning because our dad is out.
Yeah, we can break the rules. Dad's gone.
Right, dad is gone. So we're going to do it a fun way. I'll explain that in a little bit. There's a lot to get to this morning, including, I mean, I hate to put it here because it's weird. Did you see what was on the bullets from, I mean, don't say it.
Yeah, it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
That was inscribed in the bullets for that assassination towards the CEO of United Health.
It's actually wild.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is the first time I saw it this morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll tell you all about that because it's kind of sad to put it with something fun. But anyway, sorry. I just saw it, so it was a little bit shocking. All right, we'll get to all of that. Wish us luck. This is Alex, 105.9.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, okay. It's BJ and Jamie here, but without the BJ. You know, I noticed something, and I was going to try not to do it, but I can't help it. When I'm not here, he never mentions it. You know, like when I'm not here, he just says, BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
So Carson, what's going on? Hey, Spadil. He never mentions I'm not here. I mean, maybe he does. The times I've listened when I have been here in my car driving to the airport or whatever, I notice he doesn't. But I do it every time. I need to stop that.
Well, he mentions it a couple times throughout the show.
Yeah, probably like once an hour.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Usually at like the top of the hour, he'll say something about
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, because I was like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. It's like I've never done this job before in my life. Hold on, like, right?
It's just a different dynamic
it
every
is.
Single time.
It
I mean,
is.
You can't help it.
And all three of us are in this room now. Usually, Schmidl, we haven't walked away back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there by myself.
I know, but
yeah.
You're doing a great job. You
I
know
get
where
to talk to people today.
I get to interact.
Yeah. I know. Let them out. It's a good day. All right, anyway, last night was the Christmas party. And so that's also, like I explained earlier, why I'm mad at BJ is because you don't take off during a Christmas party because you know we're all going to be beat up this morning. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Struggling. Free drinks all around. Let's
right?
be real.
Like, it was a long night. We had a Christmas party and it was so much fun. And I'm sorry that you didn't get to go, Schmidl.
Yeah, I had to work.
I know. Yeah. They had really good prizes and everything.
The good food, chicken wings.
I know. Chicken wings are literally my favorite food.
Yeah,
I know.
They
thought
it.
About you.
Yeah. So last night was our corporate Christmas party. Everybody was here. I didn't even realize there were so many employees. That work here.
It's so many people I was meeting for the first time. They're like, yeah, we've worked here for years.
I know.
Okay.
I know because there's a whole underground like IT computer engineering situation that I didn't even know because we're like the hub of the all the radio stations across the country as
yeah,
far
the main like
uh-huh.
app team is here.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Uh-huh.
What's it called?
The app team.
Oh, the
like
app
the people
team.
That do the programming for our app work here.
Oh, please don't say that because it sucks.
Yeah.
People are going to be coming to the radio station. No one...
Whenever we have complaints on Texnado, I just go straight to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh,
that's hilarious.
I should have said something.
Yeah.
Because I was like, dude, that skips all the time.
And uh-huh.
That's those guys?
It is.
They do a crap job.
Yeah. Maybe they should stop drinking.
Well, I met some of them. Actually, some of them are really, really cool. Like one guy, his daughter went to school with my son.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So she's at Purdue, and then he has another kid at Mines. Like, I was like, damn, you got some smart kids.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, my kids finally think I'm cool because I work at a radio station. And I go, really? Because my son said, man, how do you work at such an antiquated situation? Like, we have different children. Anyway, so last night was the Christmas party. I have to tell you guys this story real quick, but it was bad. So there's this brand new girl, right? She's brand new, so sweet, really young. I don't even know if she's 21. She probably is 21. But anyway, so we had the white elephant thing, right?
Gift exchange, yep.
I don't think she understood my gift.
No, she did not get it at all.
Like, at all.
She opened it up, no emotion.
None.
Just, I mean, I thought she wanted to cry.
Did she, like, not grow up with Bob Ross or something?
I don't think she did. She was sad.
She definitely doesn't know who Bob Ross is. Yeah. So I think that was part of it.
Here's my white elephant gift, okay? So, number one, we have a general sales manager. His name is Andy. And Andy is an athlete, right? But Andy used to not be. Did you know that? He used to be a little heavier.
Yeah. He had to lose a bunch of weight.
Yeah. So now he's like a triathlete, right?
Yeah. You literally couldn't tell that he had to lose that weight
exactly.
either if you looked at him now.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and he is like hardcore. So Andy's really proud of himself, as he should be, because he didn't do it the easy way like me with a shot, right?
Right.
He works at it. And so he took a picture of his, stats on the scale, right? It's a digital scale. It has his body weight, his actual weight, his fat,
BMI and stuff.
Yeah. And so he's really proud of himself. So he took a picture, he posted it on Facebook, but his feet are in it and they're hideous.
It's not a good look at all.
He had surgery for hammer toe, and so his toes were straightened out, but kind of two of them are still going back over.
A couple are wonky.
Yeah, they're reverting back over to the other toes.
Like, yeah, they're like pulling across.
Yeah, we want to be friends with you. and now he has runner's feet too, which are not pretty, right? So they're hideous. So I blew up a picture of his feet.
Hey, he put it out there in the universe.
So, right, so I mean, on him.
It was fair game.
It totally is fair game.
So I cut out all the stats of his scale, and you just have a pair of feet. Andy's feet, our general sales manager's feet. I blew it up into a glossy 8x10 and I put it in a frame.
It was a beautiful frame too, by the way. Beautiful.
And I put love Andy.
No one was expecting that at all. I could not wait.
So this new sweet girl, so sweet, she opens up I got her a toaster and it pops up and it's Bob Ross's face on bread.
Which is a sick elephant gift.
It literally burns it into the bread and it's perfect.
Right? It's a great gift, I think.
Yeah, it is.
I kind of wanted it back.
I did too. I almost stole. I was like, but I don't want the feet picture. I just don't.
And so then it had a nice side of Andy's feet, right? And she thought he actually signed it.
Oh. It got a little creepy for a second.
She's like staring at him like, what's this?
She goes, why did he sign them? I go, no, I signed the picture. And she's like, oh, it didn't go well.
She didn't get it at all.
No, it didn't go well at all.
And then I told her, I was like, you should put that on your nightstand.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
And she had no sense of humor. It was bad. That part you missed. Because it was really awkward. I'm trying to remember if anything. Oh, we have a Russian guy.
Vitaly?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Vitaly.
Him. He's awesome.
Oh my gosh, but he has not lost his Russian accent, right? So he said WTF, right? But he said W.
I was literally talking hockey with that dude because he's a huge Avs fan.
Yeah.
The entire night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like, You like hockey? And I'm like, yeah, I actually love the Avalanche. Both of his kids play hockey. I had no idea.
Really? Yeah, he was a great guy. WTF.
Yeah, last year when I got to go to the Christmas party, I talked to him a bunch. He's a really nice dude.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, last night was a zoo. We're all a little, I don't know, hungover and stuff, and it'll be fine. And then tonight is the big concert. We're going to give away tickets at 7:30 this morning, and we have the coolest way ever that we're going to give them away. Do you have that available, that little clip?
I have the TikTok clip.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. So I want y'all you have an hour to practice. We're going to take a couple of people, and if you can sing better than Benson Boone on this one part, if you can sing it better than he does, then you get tickets to tonight's show, okay?
Yes.
So here, we'll give you an example.
Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you.
I cannot wait for this contest
to be good.
All right, so which part are we going to have them sing?
So I have a little setup for them. It'll be like this.
Okay.
I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
And then you come in with, please stay.
And is it, I want you, I need you,
oh God.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, so please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. So that's what you'll have to sing for a pair of tickets. Hopefully you'll win. We're going to do that at 7:30.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It's Jamie Eve.
It is?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My friend Amy, she just sent that to me. It's Jamie Eve. I was like, what is Jamie? Oh, I forgot. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Thanks. You know you're old when you forget that tomorrow's your birthday. I'm a biscuit eater. Anyway, let's see here. A couple things I wanted to get to. This is a sad story, you guys. This is so sad. It says One Direction was reportedly planning a comeback before Liam Payne's tragic death. Do you think that's true?
I do, 100%.
Even though they didn't talk at the funeral?
I think that they were trying to make things right between Harry and Zayn, and I think they were getting to a place, it sounds like, that it was actually going to happen. Because everyone wanted it. As soon as those rumors started with NSYNC, everyone was like, now we want One Direction.
But Harry doesn't need it.
Yeah, he's like the Justin Timberlake of
that
group.
I know, but the world... you got to give the world what they want.
Well, I know, but everybody wants NSYNC, too. Was it NSYNC? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everybody wants NSYNC, but they didn't do it. I mean, he brought them in the studio for a minute, you know, because he doesn't need them. And that Harry doesn't need those guys either.
I mean, technically, he really doesn't, but...
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is just a rumor that, I mean, that they're starting now, just because it's more dramatic to say that. But here's what it says. All five original members, including Zayn, who quit the boy band, have been in, quote, talks to do one last reunion show before Payne's fatal fall on October 16th.
Mm. See, I think Harry would have sucked it up for one.
You do?
Yeah. Maybe not a tour. Maybe you might be right about that and like an album or anything like that, but one?
I think he thinks he's too good for a boy band situation. But
you could be right on that, too.
But this is more, like, in my opinion, this makes, like, the whole story better. Like the drama line, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, not that it's better. You know what I mean? Britney Spears is getting heat because, you know, she's been teasing this one-of-a-kind jewelry brand. It's called Be Tiny. She's been talking about it on her social media, claiming that all the pieces are her own original designs. She came up with them. However, DailyMail.com investigated and found that other brands are already selling the pieces. And Britney has been using the photos of the designers on her own page. Brittany. I think that's illegal. Yeah. On November 15th, she showed off a chain that wrapped around a woman's middle finger and had a clear jewel at the center. But an identical piece has been available for sale on the website Truly Blessed Jewels. And so it's priced at $118. And they said it's the exact same photo and the exact same piece. The only difference is Britney put her name on it.
Oh, that's a fail.
That's bad. That's really bad. All right, let's see here. Oh, I meant to tell you about this. They're saying, you guys, that you shouldn't text between... Did we talk about this yesterday?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did a little... Mm-hmm. Well, on the air, too.
On the air? Okay. Yeah. So I was telling that to all my friends. Like, you can't text anymore between droids and iPhones.
Yeah.
But everybody ignored me.
But the funny part is the FBI saying use, like, WhatsApp and stuff. WhatsApp's owned by Meta, which is who owns Facebook. So they're just telling you to go to someone else who's also collecting your data. So it's not, like...
Well,
really
I think
any
it's
different.
Well, they're talking about this Chinese group.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe WhatsApp is protected more than... Because it's this Chinese spies have figured out how to snoop on Americans after hacking into major phone carriers.
Yeah.
Officials representing the FBI and cybersecurity... they're called the Salt Typhoon Group. What
That's
is the
an interesting name.
All right, if I'm in a Chinese gang and we're in the boardroom, right? And we're like, okay, what do you want to call it? I don't know. Salt Typhoon sounds good.
I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie. What group you part?
Salt Typhoon. Anyway, it's basically that if you switch, if you talk between Android and iPhone, it's completely open to everybody. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. And then I was saying, because my son's dad is a droid, and the three of us are in a group text, and so I'm like, okay, we're going to have to oust your dad from our group.
He's got to go.
Which I'm okay with. And he's like, no, because, you know, because that's how he talks, actually. In real life, he really does.
Yeah, he got that snowboarder. Yeah.
No, you know, they can hack into anything, you know, like even iPhone isn't, you know. I could read it, but you know what I'm talking about. So I don't think it matters. I go, our kid works at an aerospace company. Like, there's some stuff he shouldn't be.
He knows some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, no. And he's like, I don't know how you text, but I felt like he did. Sorry. All right, this I love. Remember Robert Pattinson? Pattinson, yep. Yeah. Wasn't he in all those...
Twilight movies?
Yeah.
Why did I know
and
that?
And he was Batman,
yep.
too.
Yep.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Did you know... I love this. He said he gets so bored during the press junkets, he just lies and makes up stories.
I think it's hilarious. Like, one of his made-up ones that he saw a clown die in a mini car crash or yeah. something like that when he was a kid. Like, he's just pranking all these people.
Yeah, he just said that he gets on the tour, the press tour, and he gets so freaking bored that he's like, they're like, so what's your most memorable experience? He's like, yeah, I saw this clown, and it was in a clown car, and it crashed and exploded.
And they're probably like, no way.
I know, and they believe him. It's so great. I love that. I mean, I know a lot of people don't, but I think it's funny. So what's happening with Dave Portnoy? He's the owner of Barstools, right? The
Barstool Sports, uh-huh. Yep.
So what's the deal? Because I see this audio. What's it about?
He was just on a podcast. I don't know why he was on it, but they were talking about his marriage and his, like, finances.
Uh-huh.
And his ex-wife, they've been split up for, like, years.
Five years, I think.
Yeah, she still has full access to his bank account. And she didn't take, like, any, like, alimony or anything. He just lets her take whatever she kind of needs.
So he completely trusts her with everything. So much so, like, when they were getting a divorce, they were getting separated. She told the lawyers, like, I don't want. They're like, you deserve half. Like, that's what you deserve. And she's like, no, I don't want it.
Boy, that's going to change when he finds, like, some bimbo that's, like, 22.
Yeah. And then it goes bad. I was thinking that. I was like, you might want to cut that off at some point.
Yeah, some bimbo's going to be like, Dave, you get her off our account right now.
It's my account now.
Yeah. All right, here he is.
Her and I have a very fluid relationship with our finances. She didn't want to take, she's not like, give me half. And we've been separated legally for a long time. The judge said our agreement wasn't equitable to her. They're like, he's worth a lot more. You have to give half. She's like, I don't want half. Like, we pretty much agreed on how we do it. So we're going to do it in Florida, but we've had that joint bank account. And it so forever. Like, I trust her implicitly. So
full access.
So that's been...
That's amazing.
Yeah, for a long time.
And he has $250 million. So...
She should be my friend. I can help her. Wow. Well, good for her. You know, because I watch all the Real Housewives or whatever, but I'm on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills right now. And there's this girl. She's an actress. Her name is Jennifer Tilly. You've seen her in a bunch of movies, but you wouldn't know her. You know exactly. She doesn't have a huge name. But she was married to the co-creator of The Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah. And so she walks in and, like, she is just a baller with her money and everything, but she's cool about it. Like, she's not, like, diamond-y or anything, but she did have, like, a Louis Vuitton that was shaped like a boat that's, like, only three have been made.
Oh, man.
A boat bag. That's a different one right there.
I know. When I say it out loud, it sounds really horrible. And by the way, it was hideous. But anyway, it's, like, one of three, right? And so anyway, they're like, oh, my God, you got the boat bag. Yeah. And so she gets off camera and they do the, you know, the third wall thing. And I guess when he died, I didn't know the co-creator had passed away, but they were married for like 7 years. He died and they got divorced and they were still best friends. Like, we're kind of talking about Dave.
Yeah.
And they were best friends. And then when he died, he left 30% of all his earnings from The Simpsons to her.
That's so much money.
For the rest of her life.
Oh. Yeah. Man,
they have like 30 seasons, 40 seasons,
and you know reruns.
Yeah,
I mean they're in
syndication. Oh.
Yeah, they're, I mean, everywhere you can turn it on at any time and get a syndicated Simpsons.
Yeah, you can.
So who knows? So he gave her for the rest of her life 30% of the Simpsons, or 30% of what he gets. So, you know, whatever. And then he left the rest to charity. But 30%.
That's so much.
I can't even do the math.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There's
right?
no wonder she's got a boat bag. I mean, you can get anything made into a boat if you got that kind of money.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Double track.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, we want to remind you that we still have the Giving Tree going on. And it's amazing how many of you have already adopted families. Now, here's the deal. Is what we do is we take families that are in need. We put them up on the website at alice1059.com. You can go to the contest page. And then over there, you'll see the stories of these different families. And it's all about toys. We don't want to do the shoes and the clothes and all that. They can find those, you know.
Yeah.
This is just really about giving these kids an amazing Christmas, and it's all about the kids. And I believe, and by the way, Schmidl, great job.
Thank you.
So you've been crushing it.
Yeah, you have. Our marketing director, promotions person, they went on to move away, and so it's been all on Schmidl's shoulders, and you've killed it.
Thank you.
Not only do you have two jobs, but you've been doing this.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
You need a raise. I'm not kidding, because that is amazing. So we put all these families up there, and we have how many left now?
There are five left.
Five left. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So five families are left. You go to alice1059.com and go to the contest page. Thank you. Sorry, brain fart. And then you'll see those five families, read about them, and then you can adopt them and buy all kinds of toys for them. It's just really, I mean, it's all about what Christmas is
about.
Well,
and when we go to Dave and Buster's, just seeing all the kids rip open.
Yeah.
They all get to open one present, and it is the coolest thing because they're so excited.
They're so happy. It's amazing. It's really an amazing moment. I want to tell you guys this. This is, I don't know. Something has been consuming my brain. Have you guys ever been obsessed with something in your brain and you can't get it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Sidiba.
Sidiba?
Sidiba.
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 I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. Sidiba. And you shouldn't. Okay. So this morning I'm driving in and there's a beautiful Porsche, right? Beautiful. And it says, I, Sidiba, you. S-D-B. I, S, D, B, U. And the I and the U are separated. So it's not like I, S, D, B, U.
Yeah.
It was I, it had a space.
Yeah.
I, S, D, B, by itself, and then U. And in my head, you guys, it's like I have Tourette's or something. I walk downstairs to get a Diet Coke, and I was like, Sidiba, Sidiba. I, Sidiba, you. I, Sidiba, you. And I looked it up, and all I can find is like squat bench deficit.
What? I'm going to guess it's I... like sugar baby daddy you. Like it's like a someone's buying that person a car.
Sugar daddy baby?
Like a sugar baby is someone who has a sugar daddy and they're paying for everything.
I sugar daddy baby you?
Yeah.
Sugar
maybe.
Sidiba?
Sugar.
I don't know. I looked it up and it says, so it's SDBU, right?
Well, no, but without the U, because the U was separated from the SDB.
Oh, because I had sensitive, unclassified information.
No. So the I was separated.
Yeah.
So it was an I, space, SDB, we're together.
Yeah.
It's one little thing, and then space.
I don't know.
And then you. So literally, you guys, Sidiba. All day long, all this. I know it's not interesting, and I'm sorry to bring it up, but
no,
Sidiba.
But. I'd be racking my brain around that too. Like,
that's
what does that
stuck
mean?
Stuck in my head now.
Yeah. No, I literally everywhere I'm walking, Sidiba. Sidiba.
I'll be down at Alice in Wonderland. It's just a Sidiba.
Sidiba. I should be doing you. Oh.
I guarantee you that's what it is.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's why they can't spell it out.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, so here's the deal. Coming up here in a minute, this is going to be so fun. So if you don't know, tonight is the big Alice in Winterland show, and it's going to be at the Fillmore. It's huge. We have Dasha. Our promo says Dasha.
I know. It does throw me
off. And I know
too.
Her name is Dasha. Okay, so I apologize if she's listening. Dasha, she's fabulous, right? She does that song about her boots or something.
Austin.
Yeah, have your boots not working? I sound just like her.
Did you blow through money?
Did you? She sings that. And then we have the Fray. Everybody knows the Fray, right? Fantastic. And then we have Benson Boone, who doesn't know that the Fillmore is too small for him.
I'm a little worried about him doing flips.
Me too.
Like, that stage is a little small, so he might just go right off the stage.
And Benson Boone, as my father would say, has... is too big for his britches. So we have him while, like, we can still keep him because he has grown out of the Fillmore. I mean, he's going to be just doing stadiums.
The next time he comes through here, he'll be at Pepsi Center.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm floored that we even got him.
Yeah, because he's definitely going to be arena next.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, so we're really lucky that we have him. Now, here's the deal. We have one last pair of tickets. One last pair for tonight for Alice in Winterland. And we've figured out, since BJ's not here, and it's just so hard. He had to go to Hawaii. It's just so hard. Anyway.
Could be miserable.
It's so miserable. I have to watch Frog the whole time while my wife runs in Hawaii. It's just going to be so hard. Anyway, so we've thought about a way to do it because BJ obviously would never do this.
Yeah, I couldn't see him doing this at all.
But here's the thing. I mean, those notes that Benson Boone sings are impossible to hit. And it's kind of gone viral, everybody trying to sing that part of the song, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to have you on, and then we're going to play this part, and then you're going to sing the other part. Example A.
Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Please stay. I want you.
I need you.
Yes.
So here's the deal, though. We want you to finish this sentence, okay? So it'll be, so he'll sing that part, and then I want you to practice because we're going to do it in like 15 minutes. Please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God. All right? So will you play how we're going to do it exactly?
Yeah, so here's your setup.
Okay.
I want you. I need you. Oh, God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God.
But here's the thing. We want you to sing it well, okay? It's not how bad you sing it. It's how good you sing
it.
You got to try to do it. So we're going to take the best person to like sing as well as Benson. Not bad, Spadil.
So you got
to
warm up those vocal cords.
Right? So we're going to be doing that at 7:30 this morning.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, as promised, I'm so excited about this, you guys. I hope it works. I was driving in this morning, Spadil, and I thought, this is so unfair. BJ's gone. We have a brand new computer system, and I'm putting all this on you. Like, I hope this works.
I just went to the engineers and I was like, hey man, I got this contest I'm doing tomorrow. We have to do it correctly. Like,
okay.
Please help me.
Yeah, he was freaking out a little bit last night after the show.
Okay. All right, so here's the deal. Tonight is going to be a huge night. As you know, it's Alice in Winterland, and we're so lucky to get this lineup. In my opinion, it's the biggest, bestest lineup we've ever had. It's Dasha, it's the Fray, and Benson Boone. It's all at the Fillmore. And like I told you before, this is the last time you're going to see Benson Boone in this small of a... He's going to do arenas next.
And the roof is going to blow off the place tonight.
Tonight, for sure. And then we found out through Carson, some of his studies, that Benson Boone is rated number... two, what was it?
So Beautiful Things, his smash hit, is number two on the most played on Spotify in Denver for this year.
Right. So huge for us, right? All the way around. So we have one pair of tickets left, just one for tonight.
Ooh.
So a couple things. A, you got to understand the contest and you have to participate in it if you want to try to win. Don't just call the, you know. Like, oh, is my caller 12?
Yeah. No, you gotta sing.
Yeah, there's some there's performance required. And number two, make sure you can go tonight, okay? And don't take somebody else's spot. So make sure you and a guest can go tonight. All right, so here's the deal. What we're gonna do is, I'm sorry to do this to those of you that are on a delay, but because we have taken the producer situation and put him in here, we only have enough time to take these calls right during this song.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take caller one and caller two. You guys will compete against each other to sing this portion of the song.
Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Please stay. I want you.
I don't know why I'm too It does. All right, so that's what we're going to do. So you have to sing these words. Please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God. Again, the words will be, we'll play a little clip that'll line it up for you. And then the next words are, please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God. Not in spoken word, but in singing word. I can't do it. It sounds horrible. So the best person, we're going to take caller one and caller two. The best person is going to the show tonight, 303-22 Alice.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice.
You are not wrong. Oh, my God, you guys. Sorry. But off the air, we're in the studio, right? And why is it everybody thinks they can sing the song?
And it's not just a specific part. It's like the entire thing.
Right? We all.
I am Benson Boone.
It's true. We all just think we can sing it. All right. So we're going to get to this. This is crazy because we were just doing it ourselves in the studio. We have Carrie and Chelsea. They are both up for, we have one last pair of tickets to tonight's show. Ooh. Alice in Winterland, tonight at the Fillmore. We are so jazzed about this show. Anyway, so we have one last pair. And so Carrie and Chelsea are going to compete singing the lyrics to Benson Boone. Oh, my God. Let's take Carrie first. Okay.
All right.
Here's Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. Do you think that you're Benson Boone as well?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. If it's going to get me tickets, for sure.
Okay. All right. So remember, we're going to play the first part, and then you'll sing when it's your turn. So you got to hit it right at the right point. Please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God. All right. So don't listen on the radio. Listen through your phone line. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
I want you. I need you. Oh, God. Don't. Take these beautiful things that I've got.
Please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God.
What?
Good. Yeah. That was good. Yeah, she's
you
good.
You nailed it. That was awesome.
Wow, yeah. Carrie, that was really.
That's going to be hard to beat.
I know. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, hold on. We're going to. Wow, I'm impressed.
And I feel like she's in the bathroom, so the acoustics were phenomenal.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I think you're right. All right, hold on, Carrie. Hold on. That was great. Okay, so now we have Chelsea. Chelsea, right. Are you there?
I'm going to get Chelsea on. Okay. Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea.
Yes.
Hi. Did you hear Carrie?
Yeah.
She's really good.
What a beater.
Oh, what a beater. Oh, okay. All right, Benson. It's Chelsea Boone. Okay, again, so don't listen on the radio. We're going to play it down the phone line, okay? And so when you hear the end of it, you're going to sing these words, please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God. All right, here we go.
I want you. I need you. Oh, God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God.
It's good.
It is good. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Good. All right. Hold on, Chelsea. We're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna do some. We're gonna do some thought. What do you guys think?
Oh man.
Should we ask next NATO or should we?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Kelsey was.
And, yeah.
Right?
She, or, you mean Carrie,
Carrie?
Right?
I mean, Carrie. Yeah, I said Chelsea. I'm sorry. Yeah, Carrie.
I gotta like go
Carrie
with Carrie.
Crushed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was in the bathroom, so you know anyone walking by was like, what is going on?
Yeah, can you put them together? Can you conference them? Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me give you a second to figure that out. Let's see.
All right, they're both on the air.
Hey, Carrie and Chelsea, are you both there?
Carrie's here.
Chelsea, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I feel like I'm on a Teams meeting or something.
Try Zoom, now. Hello?
Okay, Chelsea, are you there?
Uh-oh.
You know what? You're fine. So, Carrie, I feel like this is a sign from God.
It should be.
I do, right? Let's see here.
All the buttons are pushed.
They are.
Chelsea? Yeah. Chelsea?
Did Chelsea hang up?
No, she's still on there. It says she's on the air.
Chelsea? It was all good.
Hold on. I'm going to put Carrie on hold.
Okay. All right. Let's see if Chelsea's
there. Chelsea, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now it's working on the other one.
That's so weird. Okay. Yeah. Well, Chelsea, you're not out of the running yet. We're just taking our time here because I was going to just have to do it one more time just to hear you.
One more?
Yeah, one more because we're on the fence a little bit. So do you mind to do it one more time?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Here we go.
I want you. I need you. Oh, God. Don't take.
these beautiful things that I've got.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God.
All right, hey, Chelsea, you're going to the show, okay?
Yay! Yay!
All right, let me put you on hold. All right. Hold on. Hey, Carrie.
Yes.
You're going to the show, too. Congratulations. Thanks, you guys, for playing. We have two pair of tickets.
Better be singing that tonight.
Are you sure we have two pairs?
Yeah, well, I think we have, right? We do.
We could sneak them in the back door.
We sneak them in?
Wait, I don't know.
I'll give them like my VIP pass or something.
Do we not really have them?
Okay.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, your mouth today. You know what I've learned about you, Carson?
What?
Is that you're way more open and honest about everything when BJ's not here.
Well, because sometimes he looks at me like I'm dumb. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to stop trying.
How we all feel.
He's like, sometimes like, really? I'm like, yeah, this is me. I don't know what to tell you.
God, that's so funny. I feel like all of us so relate with you right now. All right, maybe that was too inside, but I'm dying. Okay, anyway, but the reason why I bring this up is because I was just talking to them about what they're saying that TikTok is revealing, because again, everybody's doing their end of the list for 2024, right? And so they're revealing like what the biggest trends were on TikTok. And so I said, oh, okay, so who's this man in finance, right? Like, the meme man in finance, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's that girl that says, I want a man in finance.
6'5".
Fund, 6'5", blue eyes.
And then you go out, and honest guy, you would have never said this, BJ's here. Oh my God, I hate that woman.
And then now she's famous. Like, DJs are putting, like, Shaq, of all people, put her in a song.
Really?
And made an entire song about it. I was like, oh. Like, as a society, why do we make these people famous?
I want a man in finance. I remember it now. So I'd never heard it was actually called man in finance meme, but I remember it now. The other one that they're talking about is huge, is Mudang.
Yeah, Mudang the hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pygmy hippo.
Uh-huh.
And
he's cute.
They're saying mood. Didn't you post or something?
Yeah. So when that was a popular thing, I put up a poll that said, who do you like more, Mudang the hippo or Pesto the penguin?
And who won?
And Pesto won.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah. They're both super cute. I don't know how you could pick one over the other.
Yeah. I like, I didn't see Pesto, but I saw Mudang. I remember it's that little bitty hippo.
Yeah.
Adorable, but I didn't see Pesto the penguin. So yeah, that's what they're saying is the top trends for 2024. Unfortunately, we're very demure, very mindful.
Yeah. I'm over that one now.
Right? The other one is Mudang the hippo, Pesto the penguin, and then Brat Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie XCX.
Yeah. Man in finance, like you were talking about. Those are the biggest trends. All right, let's get to, I didn't really want to bring this up because it's so dark and we were having so much fun this morning, but I just want to let you guys know that this is crazy. So, you know, the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, yesterday it said that he was hit in the chest, but today we know because of the videos that he was actually hit in the back, right?
Yeah, he was walking away.
Yeah, he was walking away, and the guy was waiting for him, lying in wait for him, and then hit him. They said that his gun jammed, and then some guns experts are saying that he had no idea what he was doing. So it might not have been a professionally paid guy.
Yeah.
So that's what some people are saying.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, too, with the things that are inscribed on the bullet, right? And that theory.
Right. So they found shell casings. This is what Spadilla is talking about. They found shell casings with the words depose, deny, and defend inscribed on them. Again, it was depose, deny, and defend. Now, here's why that's important. I guess there was a book in 2010 that came out, and it's called Why Insurance Companies Don't Pay Claims and What to Do About It. So a lot of these insurance companies, and I know I've had it happen, I'm sure you guys have too, where they deny you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
So annoying.
Yeah. And the name of the, or the full title of the book is Delay, Deny, Defend.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, odd? I don't think so. It's obviously based on that book and, you know,
right.
a revenge thing. Insurance is, oh my God. It's my kid, I got denied. It was $1,000 for his eye injury. And we have really good insurance. Unfortunately, that hospital sold to another company.
And then did they retroactively deny you?
Yeah, then they denied
me. Holy crap.
For $1,000 because the insurance, that particular hospital, the ER, the whole thing sold. So then our insurance denied me and said that they're not on part of our system, whatever. Then they put it on my son because that night he turned 18 at midnight.
Holy crap.
Really?
When we were in the ER, remember they gave him a popsicle for his birthday? And then they put it on him saying he owed it.
Said he was an adult now, so.
Yeah, I'm like, we left at midnight. They gave him a popsicle on the way out. Like, he was
still
17.
That's so messed up.
It's so jacked up. So this is a crazy case, but you know what I find horrible is how many people are not being nice about it.
Like, they're online?
Yeah. No one on the internet likes this dude.
Yeah,
or is like nice, or
but he's, I mean, he has a family, he has kids.
He's a human being.
Yeah, he still is, right?
Yeah.
And so the things that are being said, the internet is just vicious about this.
And the craziest thing to me, I was thinking about this last night, is if you're a CEO and you've had threats against you, like his wife even said that his family has been threatened before.
Right.
Why doesn't he have personal security?
Yeah.
And you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can afford it. I mean, right. And you know that there's actively people that hate you.
Yeah.
Right. 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 And if you had death threats.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. The whole situation is just bizarre. I don't know why, but I was driving by United Healthcare, you know, UC or whatever. And I was like, and it says United Healthcare. And I'm like, oh my God, I wonder how they feel inside that hospital.
Yeah.
You know, I just was getting like some, because the insurance company is right next to it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I was just getting weird vibes. Okay. Let's see here. The other thing, Cyber Monday was the biggest online shopping day ever. $15.8 million every 60 seconds. Take that in again. I'm just going to round it up. $16 million was spent every minute.
I spent $20, I think. I bought headphones.
Did you?
Yeah.
On Cyber Monday?
Yeah, some like fitness headphones.
I just felt like Monday was the same as Friday.
I felt like, and even in the news article that I was reading, that they're saying the 5 days between starting on Thanksgiving, there was $41 billion spent.
I thought everything is too expensive right now.
It feels like it.
You guys, you know what the worst thing is? That pay later thing.
Oh, it's very tempting.
Right?
Layaway and
Affirm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Any of those plans.
But don't you still get it? It's not like layaway, because layaway used to be where...
Affirm, like, yeah, you buy it and then you pay, you make payments.
Yeah.
Oh, you
delay
don't get
the payments.
You get the item.
You get it.
Yeah. Oh, it's still like layaway, but you get the item up front.
Uh-huh. Okay, because old school layaway, when I worked at the mall, we would keep these people's clothes in the back. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
On hangers in the back room. And then, like, this lady, like, Pam would come by and she'd have $5. She'd want to put on her clothing bill. So you'd have to go find it. And you'd be like, Pam paid $5 on her bill. I'm not kidding. That's how old I am. But that's how we did it. And it was like a little book that we had.
Yeah. I remember my parents putting my PlayStation 2 on layaway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then they just make payments. And then by the time Pam was ready to pay for her own bill, like, it was winter and she had summer on layaway.
Hey, can I finally get that bikini now?
I'm not kidding. All right, anyway. Flava Flav, last night was the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. Did you guys watch it?
No, I didn't.
What?
No.
I actually didn't even know it was on.
God, it's Christmas, you guys. Anyway, I guess Flava Flav is real, real mad. Flava Flav was invited to the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting, and he was kicked out of the Backstreet Boys green room. I guess they invited him back, and they're like, Flava Flav! And he had a big clock around his neck, and they're like, what time is it? Okay, I'm not going to go into it. So he went backstage with them, and then a woman came in and said, you need to be out of their dressing room. He said, who's ringing?
Hello?
Who's ringing?
Someone was just walking down the hallway. I think it's whoever. Yeah.
I totally forgot we had the door open.
Yeah, we got the door open.
We have the door open because it smells so bad.
Yeah.
In here.
I think it might have been Dan.
Dan, did you get it? All right, anyway, so I guess he said, I don't know what I did to NBC. All I ever do is try to spread joy and love. He was literally, like, kicked out of there.
Yeah, I guess he's, like, supposed to be really good friends with the Backstreet Boys. Like, he helped them, you know, when they were initially coming up.
Flava Flav did?
Yeah.
That guy's trying to help everyone. He's helping Red Lobster. He's helping the Backstreet Boys.
I did not see that one coming. It's reported that Cardi B is spending $3 million a month.
Holy crap.
Why does that not surprise me?
I know. She's going to run out of money.
I don't even... WAP makes that much money?
Cardi B took to social media because people were saying, hey, what's with your financial status and why are you partnering with that? Is it Shein? Shein. Yeah. Shein.
Yeah.
Why are you partnering with that? Because, you know, it's so low scale stuff or whatever. And she's like, let me tell you something. Or whatever. However she talks. She said, I spend $3 million a month and I can sign a contract right now for $65 million. She showed the screenshot. Somebody asked her to go on tour and make $65 million, then they give her half up front.
Wow.
So she's treating, like, you know how we think, like, $50 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, I have a $50 bill in my purse and I'm like, I'm loaded right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I could go buy anything I want at this moment. Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I have a $50 bill. I'm like, whoa, yeah, look at me baller. She feels like $1 million is my 50.
Yeah.
Easily. You know? Pocket change.
Like,
no
$1 million, she doesn't even think about it.
Yeah, it's not even worth it for her to, like, bend over and pick up a quarter on the ground.
Exactly.
Where we'd be like, yo, quarter.
Did I ever tell you that I got beaten by my dad because of that?
For the pennies, right?
Yeah. So I had some pennies in my 78 Ford Bronco. I love that truck. And anyway, I got a heart like
anyway, a truck.
I was sucking them up. I had, like, there was like 7 cents or whatever. And I, my dad was in the yard and I saw him and I sucked him up in the vacuum. And next thing I know, I'm getting the tar beat out of me because my dad's like, who do you think you are? 7 cents.
Bob would hate Cardi B.
Anyway, but I'm fine. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, just a reminder, we changed our text line. The phone number to text us is also our request line. So it's 303-22-ALICE or 303-222-5423. Now, with that being said, we get a lot of text. And sometimes they're mean, sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're happy. But I have to say, today...
I didn't think you were going to read this one.
Yeah, this is...
I wasn't until you said, dude, that is the creepiest text we've ever gotten, ever. And I was like, is it? And then I read it again, and I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's way up there.
And it's weird because it's like, it's not hostile, it's not
no.
mean, it's just... Straight up creepy.
It's creepy.
Like, I feel like I'm in it. I can't even describe it.
Yes. Even I was like, yo, I wouldn't say that to somebody.
So, let me just read it to you all. Again, like, so many nice texts, everything, you know, Christmas, this, that, the other thing about the Giving Tree. How do I give to the Giving Tree? By the way, you go to alice1059.com. You click on the contest page. We have, I think, 4 now families left. And I think Michelle's going to take the big one, right?
Yeah, there's a 19, I think she's going to end up taking that
okay,
one.
Okay, so
yeah.
I think now we're down to 3. So again, alice1059.com. Go to the contest page and adopt a family. We are above schedule. And thank you all for grabbing a family. And this is going to be awkward now to read this. As I was going, I was like, wow, I'm talking about this beautiful Christmas thing. And now I'm going to read this.
All
right,
creepy.
Yeah, right? Anyway, yeah. All the nice texts, and then there's this one. Jamie, .. Sounds like you're due for another spanking. I can be your daddy.
Oh! That's all it says.
It's so bad.
I was like, okay. And so how does one respond? Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your address? I'll be right over.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to meet you. Right? It's like crazy.
Hey, well, what's the license plate of your van look like?
Just, yes, daddy, please.
Oh, my God. All right. So off the air, while you guys were hearing all the songs and stuff like that, we were talking about how many things we have to unplug every single night, right?
Oh.
My God. I was telling Carson, like, just get the remote. You can just put it on a remote because you said you were unplugging like 10 things.
I literally went because I was like, this is insane. Every time I try and go to bed early, I can't because it takes me 10 to 15 minutes to go through, make sure everything in my house is unplugged because the outside, I've got everything on a timer. But the stupid Mickey inflatable, I have to put that thing up because it doesn't inflate right. So it doesn't stand up on its own. So I have to, first off, I have to stand that guy up every time it's he's activated at night. And then I have to go through my house. I counted 10 things I have to unplug or switch off manually everywhere.
So then I was telling him, and this is, again, all off the air. I was like, you know, stop bitching about Christmas. Like, this is the best time. How old's your daughter?
2.5
I'm like, this is the best time ever because, you know, Santa's coming and all this stuff. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to show you something, but I've never been able to show you because I didn't want BJ to make fun of me.
Well, because I kind of called him out for doing what happened.
And I was like, oh, this is so sweet. I like have really learned who Carson is, right? Since BJ's not here. And he's like, yeah, my daughter, she got stuck on the slide at the Gaylord.
So remember, we were talking about BJ going down the ice slides and how he hates it. And I was like, well, yeah, because you clog them up.
Right.
I would hate it too. Well, karma hit me with a big one over the weekend.
And you guys, are you willing to put that on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I can isolate it so it's just like that part.
Oh my God. So why don't you tell everybody what happened?
Okay, so we're at the Gaylord Rockies and we're doing the ice. Polar Express, by the way, the best ice exhibit I think that they've had because they've got a lot of photo opportunities more than the other exhibits. And it's just so cool. The train is massive. So we get to the slides. Everyone loves the slide. I love the slide. I love going down it. The line's all long, but little Debbie. So Bree takes up little Debbie and they've got their own like child slide. It's like half the size of the other slide.
Right.
And they put them on an extra coat so that they can actually go down. They don't have to give any effort because some of them can't. And they don't allow you to go down with them.
And your daughter's 2.5
2.5 And I'm so excited. I've got the video camera. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait to see how happy she is because she likes rides. Well, so she gets on it and she gets about halfway down and then she just stops moving.
And your daughter clogged the slide.
And like, I can see like other parents are like, okay, come down. Like, what are you doing? She's just sitting there. And she's got, like, even getting frustrated because she can't move. And she's starting to, like, whimper a little bit. I'm like, oh, what? She's stuck. Like, someone help her. So the worker has this pole. You know how, like, back in the day, like, if you're doing, like, a comedy sketch or something, and they boo you, they take you out with that big hook pole or something, whatever. So it's kind of like that, but a miniature version. It's really long. And I guess when there's a clog, they just poke the kid down.
That's kind of like Christmas Story.
Yeah.
They shove them down the slide.
Yeah, they shove them down, but they have a big candy cane. Didn't they make it look like friendly? Yeah, like it's a big candy cane.
It looks like a huge candy cane. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And they're just hitting her in the back with it.
But the worker up at the top of the slide can't get her down to save her life. Like, can't push her down. I mean, she might be afraid of hurting her. I don't know. And so the worker comes down the stairs. And now it's even worse. It's like a 5 or 10 minute ordeal at this point.
And there's a huge line.
Oh my gosh. The kids in back were just so mad. And the parents are like, what is this kid doing? And so the worker finally hooks it around her like little boot and then drags her down the rest of the way. And I'm taking a video of this whole thing. And I'm like, this is going really bad. And this woman, I don't think she realized that, hey, this is actually my daughter and I'm kind of concerned, embarrassed. There's a whole bunch of emotions going on right now. And she turns to me and she's like, I wouldn't want that memory. Sweet. That's my kid, everyone, right there.
Good night, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
You're either going to laugh at this or turn off your radio. It's Schmidl's joke of the day.
Yeah,
I totally forgot about that.
Oh my God, I'm still laughing off the air because of that woman at the Gaylord saying, while you're filming your daughter, I wouldn't want that memory.
Dead serious. Like, that's not my kid up there.
I wouldn't want that memory. I can't get that out of my head. All right, wait, do that again. I didn't even know we had a thing.
Me to replay it?
Did we used to do joke of the day, I
guess?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, I did it for a little bit.
Okay, all right, here we go again.
All
sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
You're either going to laugh at this or turn off your radio.
It's really low.
Schmidl's joke of the day. I completely forgot I even recorded that.
Wow, I'm not sure we should do this.
Yeah.
All right, so you know, BJ is out. He is in Hawaii. Oh, it's so sad, you guys. You should have heard him. He was like, oh, I have to watch Frog the whole time while my wife runs in this marathon. It's going to be horrible. I don't even want to go.
It's going to be 85 degrees.
Oh, my God. He was bitching the whole time trying to get, you know, some kind of sympathy from us,
oh,
right?
Oh, he tried to, like, guilt trip me. He's like, yeah, I just can't leave those two out there on their own, you know, when they're traveling. He's 5 years old. I'm like, bro, just, like, eat the cost and have him stay here. And she goes to a marathon.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
And I said, why doesn't your mother-in-law go? You know, because we have the concert tonight and we have the Christmas party. I go, why doesn't your mother-in-law go and you pay for her ticket? She has to work. And I go, what about you?
You don't have a job or
like, what? And then the boss was in here and he was trying to do this whole thing like, oh, the waves are, they're going to be too big. We're going to be in the room like the whole time.
In Hawaii.
We were dying. Like, he was like, we'll be in the room the whole time. I guess there's an arcade at the hotel or something. I was like, you're going to be at the beach. No, the waves are too high.
No, it like causes like a tsunami. Yeah, like, we got to hunker
horrible.
Down.
It's like, then our boss goes, you'll at least go to the pool. Oh my God. So anyway, so he's not here. So you guys actually now like are hearing Carson and Schmidl, and we're going to give them their own moments, right? And Carson, he just always makes me feel dumb.
He looks at me like I have seven heads sometimes. And I feel like I'm talking a different language.
So it is time, because we're bringing it back, for Schmidl's joke of the day. Here we go.
All right. So what is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
A hippo and a Zippo.
I don't know.
Something about a fire, right? Like a Zippo lighter?
Yep. One's a little lighter. Did you know that one bird can't make a pun, but two can?
Stop. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, have you ever looked at Orion's belt? It's a waste of space.
That one's not even good.
Because the belt goes around your waist.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that your kicker?
No. How does the moon cut his hair?
How does the moon cut his hair?
Eclipse it.
Yeah, you're encouraging him.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So this has happened to everybody. They came out with a list of the most mispronounced words of 2024. I love these lists that we're getting, like the most played artist. We heard Benson Boone is like the favorite in Denver, which is great because he's going to be playing tonight at Alice in Wonderland. But these are the most mispronounced words of 2024. I think I told you guys when I was like 18, I was doing radio and I was the news girl.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on. I mean, like... So I said, Yosemite Sam.
That's awesome.
No, it's not. And Phobe Cates. But then, I mean, even, you know, now that I'm old, what did I call her? Adelaide?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of Adele. All right. So here's these 2024. So a lot of people say it's Chappelle Rowan, but it's Chapel Roan.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. I said Chappelle Roan. I didn't know that it was Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan.
Chapel. See, I said it wrong. I said Chappelle. What did I say? Chapel?
You said Chapel.
Right. I did. You said it right.
God,
yeah.
I'm paranoid and scared. Kamala, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the first, I was really, oh my
Kamala.
God.
Kamala.
Yeah, until someone actually said, say, or think of a comma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... By the way, speaking of her, did you guys hear like that her and her husband are breaking up?
No.
It might be just my whole algorithm.
Maybe. Yeah,
it said something like he was having an affair with somebody on the staff.
Oh. Really?
That's what I heard. But again, it's the internet and it's www what?
Right. <You know?
laughs> Yeah. So the other one is the U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Yeah. A lot of people say booty judge, like he's like judging people's booties. But it's Buttigieg.
Buttigieg?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Buttigieg.
Uh-huh. Buttigieg. Okay. The other one is Zendaya. I think
people say Zendaya, right?
Zendaya.
No, Zendaya sounds right.
Yeah, it said it should be. You're right. So a lot of people say Daya, but it's actually Daya.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so Zendaya. Oh, remember I said this wrong earlier. It's not Sheen. It's Sheehan.
Sheehan.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was Sheen for the longest time.
Yeah. Well, Bree said it for the longest time that way, so that's automatically what I thought it was.
Yeah, let's blame her.
I'm going to go with it.
So again, it's Sheehan and not Sheen. And then the final one is semi-glutide. It's semi-glutide, not semi-glutide. Who cares?
Right? We all know what you're talking about.
Okay, fine, fine. Dave Portnoy, you guys know him from Barstool Sports, right? He has the craziest story. I did not know this. I guess he was married for quite a while. Did they have kids or do you know?
I don't know.
I've never heard him mention kids.
I've never heard him mention kids either.
Yeah. I just knew him when he took that one bite of pizza. The pizza challenge.
Yeah, the one bite challenge.
Yeah. And then he like blew up and now Barstool Sports, he's like worth millions and millions.
His story is crazy because he grew Barstool Sports and then it got bought for like $5 million. And then the people who bought it like failed and did horrible with the company. And then they sold it back to him for a dollar.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. And then he rebuilt the brand.
And he doesn't have any kids.
Oh, he doesn't? Okay. So he was married for a while, and he says that he's been separated from his wife for years. But listen to this story. Here he is, number two.
Her and I have a very fluid relationship with our finances. She didn't want to take, she's not like, give me half. And we've been separated legally for a long time. The judge said our agreement wasn't equitable to her. They're like, he's worth a lot more. You have to give half. She's like, I don't want half. Like, we pretty much agreed on how we do it. So we're going to do it in Florida, but we've had that joint bank account. And it so forever. Like, I trust her implicitly. So
full access.
Full access. So that's been.
That's amazing.
Yeah, for a long time.
I can't believe that.
That's crazy to me that you could have that level of trust with someone and then you're still like, I don't think we should be doing this relationship.
Right, exactly. You know? I mean,
like,
they're close enough.
That level is like so hard to find.
Yeah, uh-huh. If somebody you trust like that.
Yeah.
And it's $250 million she has access to, and she's just like, as long as you just give me a credit card, I'm fine. I won't take half your money.
Yeah, and he doesn't make it sound like she's like spending a bunch.
That'd be so tempting to just withdraw a whole bunch. But I don't know what happened to it.
I mean, you're down in Atlantis, right, at the Bahamas, and you see that yacht, and you're like, it says for sale. Yeah.
50
it's hard
mil?
To say no.
Yeah.
He wouldn't miss that.
I mean, do you think he's being so kind to her because he doesn't want her to take half of it?
I genuinely think they have that kind of relationship that they just respect each other. They know it didn't work out, and they're just okay with it.
Yeah, because he seems like a pretty straight-up guy.
You mean there's people out there that won't take your money?
I feel like everyone's taking my money.
Oh, my God. Do you guys have a prenup?
No.
You don't?
No, but we do. So we typically have a joint family account that for all like the mortgage payment, everything like that. But we still have our separate bank accounts. So like half of my paycheck goes into our family account, half of her paycheck goes in, but we keep the other half separate.
Oh, interesting.
We've always been like that.
So she can't see when you go to the strip club?
She does not see any ATM withdrawals. She only sees what I charge on the family card. But then again, if she comes home with a boat bag or something like that, I'll be like,
Boat bag. Anyway, One Direction was reportedly, I don't know if this is true or not, you guys, but One Direction, they say, was reportedly planning a comeback before Liam Payne's tragic death. Carson thinks it's true. I think it's hogwash.
I don't think. Yeah, there's no way Harry Styles would want to be part of that, I don't think.
But it's one show.
But he makes so much money on his own. Why would he?
I know, but you got, like, One Direction is where it propelled you to what you are. So you can't turn your back on your boys if they are truly your boys. I know him and Zayn had a little conflict.
Yeah.
But I think you could have repaired it for one show and given the fans what they wanted.
Does he wear the dress?
I mean, he kind of has to.
No,
right?
I'm saying the guys are like, dude, we got to go back to our skinny jeans, okay? Everyone knows this is a skinny jeans guy, all right?
So no dress.
No dress. I'm thinking no dress.
Okay, fine. Let's see here. It says Britney Spears, B Tiny Jewelry Line. I read this earlier. This is kind of sad. So Britney says it's her own designs with all this jewelry, right? She went on social media and she said, oh my God, I got this new jewelry and I designed it. It's so pretty. Well, unfortunately, Daily Mail did some investigating and found that other brands are already selling the pieces. Britney is even using the photos of the designs that are identical to those from other jewelry websites. So she not only took their designs, but she took their pictures and said it was hers, her original content. And it's not at all. I wonder if they'll sue her. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It probably will happen. Let's see here. It says, I don't understand this. So there's this influencer and her name is Brecky with an R. Is it Brecky? Yeah, Brecky Hill. And I guess she went on and said, look, I'm stupping your boyfriend. Sabrina Carpenter's boyfriend, the salt guy.
The salt burn guy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. She went on and showed receipts and said, hey, Sabrina Carpenter, I'm stupping him. Wow. And she showed like it was all happening.
Yeah.
And Sabrina's real sad and she broke up with him.
That's crazy.
Is it?
What is that? I have to see what this other girl looks like, because Sabrina Carpenter is really hot.
No, I mean, listen, they're both really good looking. I just can't even imagine being in that world where two women of that nature would actually...
Well, and she's like an up-and-coming star, Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah. This other girl, I've never heard of her, so why would... I feel like you're...
She has 4.3 million TikTok viewers.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. She does?
Yeah, she's an influencer. Okay. And, but I don't know. I kind of love it for... everyone, because this guy got burned bad. He never thought, he thought this girl is so enamored with me. I'm you know, this big actor, blah, blah, blah. And then she just went on and was like, I'm stupid him.
Yep. Watch this. Hold my beer.
Right? Oh, my God. All right. So we know now, because Carson did a little more investigating. Cardi B. You know, she said that she spends $3 million per month. Well, after we did that story, Carson got on the internet.
Because I knew she had an OnlyFans account.
Right.
And then as of the last reported earnings that she had in 2022, she made $46 million in 1 year off OnlyFans.
Off of OnlyFans.
There was another girl who said that, too, and all the OnlyFans people don't believe her.
I know.
Sophia Rain, I think.
Yeah, she made $43 million, but she's not doing any kind of porn stuff. It's because she's a virgin.
Oh.
Yeah, and she has a gigantic ass.
Okay.
She's really pretty. She is really, really pretty. She's very young. She's really pretty. She's gorgeous. She made $43 million last year. She showed the receipts because nobody believed her. And then Harvey had her on TMZ, had her on, and she said, and he was so mean. He's like, do you think it's like pervs that, you know, they know you're a virgin? And she's like, I don't know. Maybe that is part of it.
That's a very specific niche.
Yeah. One guy alone spent $4 million.
That's insane.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, that is super creepy.
That's like a Prince of Dubai or something. Yeah.
$4 million just to talk. And she said that she hasn't talked to him privately. She just talks to him through OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But he keeps sending her money and it was $4 million.
Wow.
Jeez.
And she doesn't show any boobies or booties or anything. All she does is be like, I'm cute.
I mean, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are willing to pay, just give you money, $4 million from one dude.
Yeah.
I would do it.
Do you think they just want to see you be cute?
If I made $4 million from one guy, yeah, sign me up.
I know, but she said she's a hardcore Christian. She doesn't plan to do any kind of porn. She's never going to show her body. All she does is like look over her shoulder and her gigantic ass is there. Mm. And that's how she
People are generous. Really, really generous. I like.
So they asked her what she does in a whole day. And this is this girl. And she said it takes her 2 hours for her skincare routine.
Holy cow.
2 hour skincare routine. Does she have a times 10 mirror?
Yeah.
Because you go deep with the times 10.
Can you imagine how much time it takes her if she's just, that's her regular skin routine, getting ready to go out?
Oh my God. She's impossible, right?
Oh.
By the way, have you guys ever bought a times 10 mirror?
Yes.
No.
It's horrifying.
After you told me about one, though, the other day, I was like, maybe I should go get one of these.
Okay, so listen, if you hate somebody, like in your friend group or whatever, and it's Christmas, buy them a times 10 mirror, because the next time you see them, they're all picked to death. All right, there you go. Tell Josh.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, it's all going so well until it wasn't. All right, so here's the deal. We have a Berg Simpson text line. It's brand new. It's the same phone number as our request line. So it's 303-22-ALICE or 303-222-5423. And it's, again, that same number that the ALICE phone number is also our text line. But we've been getting, like, really good texts, except for the guy that wanted to be my daddy, which is weird. But everything's been, like, going great. We haven't been called names, but we just got called A Squares.
Oh.
Yeah. It says, hey, you guys, Harry, because we were talking about if Harry Styles would wear a dress if he joined One Direction.
Yeah, if they got back together for a show.
Right, because apparently there was a rumor that One Direction, they were going to get back together, but then that tragedy happened, blah, blah, blah. Here's what this text says. Harry does not wear effing, and they spelled it out.
Yeah, that's aggressive. Yeah,
that is, right? Mm-hmm. And it's caps. Effing dresses, and his friends mean more to him than money, you ass blanks. Wow. It was going so well.
How do you explain him being on the cover of what magazine? Vogue.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Vogue?
He was wearing dresses.
Yeah.
He was.
And I'm not, I'm okay with that. He's okay with, whatever. The other thing is, as long as we're talking about bitching people, I wanted to get to this yesterday and I didn't get a chance. You know that gigantic gingerbread house in Highlands Ranch?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's not really a gingerbread house. It's in the burbs, right? It's like a Sonoma model. Every fourth house looks the same, like where I live. Right.
Exactly. Cookie cutter.
Deep in the burbs. Well, somebody put on, in the neighborhood, they went to every single house and they put a like a newsletter out about,
like a flyer.
Yeah, a flyer is the right word. And Pete, Powerball Pete, lives in that neighborhood. Again, if you go to the gingerbread house in Highlands Ranch this weekend, just lay on your horn and go, I demand to speak to Pete.
Until he comes out of his house.
Exactly. So he got this on his door and I wanted to read it to you, okay? It says, has the Hazards gingerbread lights become a hazard for you? Is that their last name or something?
I think so, yes.
Must be, right?
Because it is on Instagram. It's the Hazards Gingerbread House.
Oh, and then the play on words is brilliant. Mm-hmm. Has it become a hazard for you? Question mark. Concerned emergency vehicles will be delayed to our homes. Can't get into the subdivision. Can't get into your own driveway. Tired of picking up trash every single morning. People trespassing on our property. No place for friends to park during the holidays. Let's see here. You can't get to our mailboxes. Deliveries have been delayed. Personal property stolen. Well, what can we do? What you do is you call the Douglas County Sheriff's non-emergency. Oh, my God. And they gave the phone number.
For
the
I feel like that's not the number to call. I don't know.
The non-emergency? What do you mean?
Like, what are they going to do about it?
It says they can come out and write tickets for many different things, including parking tickets. According to the deputy, they can be called on a nightly basis. Oh, my God.
You think the cops really want to be called every single night?
Yeah, but that's also just going to get the people who are there looking at it in trouble. It's not going to do anything to the people who own the house.
This is going to stop everybody from looking
at it? Exactly, yeah. No one's going to care that... No.
Let's see here. It says, or you can call the Douglas County Traffic, leave a message requesting traffic control for the next 30 days.
Jeez.
I would hate to be Darren Weekly.
Yeah.
This is what I do. You get that phone call and you get that message, delete. That's all you do.
Just right? Hang up. Yeah. As soon as they start
come
saying
on, people, have some Christmas spirit.
Exactly.
A little bit.
Have some Christmas. Right. My God, I think it's amazing these Hazard people, this family, did this and all this work.
And it's so cool when you go and actually see it, because it's one thing to see like a video or something, but when you actually go and see it, they do the lawn, the entire lawn's done, everything. It's just. It's unbelievable that they can actually do that.
Yeah, and it's free, right?
Somebody said, oh my God, you realize you just told everybody where Powerball Pete lives. Yeah, I know. Again, when you go to the Hazards house, he's right across the street. Honk really loud.
Pete!
And go,
Pete!
BJ and Jamie.
We did it!
Woo!
Yeah! It was actually a pretty good show, too.
It was. Yeah. I had a lot of fun. BJ will be back on, what, Tuesday? Yeah, he'll be back on Tuesday. So. We are going to take tomorrow off. I'm just going to be honest with you because tonight is the show of all shows. I mean, it's going to be awesome.
Epic.
Yeah. Right? It is going to be amazing. I'm so excited for the show. And because we have all decided, because we want to watch the entire show of Benson Boone, usually we peel out a little bit early because we know we have to get up so early the next morning. But this time they've let us take tomorrow off so we can watch the entire show. So we'll be back on Monday, obviously. But tomorrow is going to be a day where we regret our decisions tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to be recovering.
I'm ready to party.
I know. Yeah. We all are, right? It's going to be awesome. So again, it's Dasha. Dasha's going to be there, the Frey, and then Benson Boone. And I hope all of you that are coming out to the Fillmore, I hope we can all hear you sing this part.
Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Please stay. I want you.
I need you all gone.
Don't.
Oh. No. Here. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.